On the remittance information screen, you will provide the contact information of the person receiving the remittance statement email. A sample remittance statement can be found in the Resources tab in the top right corner of the video player. The person who will be submitting the FCC Form 472, bearer, may also be the remittance contact, so they will receive notifications regarding disbursements related to the bearer form. If the remittance contact is the same as the general financial contact, check yes, and their information will auto-populate. If they are not, complete the contact information section. In the financial information section, provide the name, transit number, and account number of the institution that will receive the remittance payment. Be sure to include any zeros at the front of these numbers. Lastly, upload your banking verification documents. This could be a clear image of a voided check, or the first page of a banking statement that clearly indicates the name of the entity, the bank name, routing number, and account number. Click Save and Continue.